Can I be forgiven? Can I be forgiven? I just fail to be as I should.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Welcome back to this new program. Inshallah, today is the second episode. And inshallah, in today's episode, we're going to discuss regarding the harms of lying and regarding the consequences. And some, we're going to mention some stories about individuals who lied, the impact they faced, the consequences which they faced. But first, I would like to mention a blessing of sending durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions that once I went to visit my brother, Sayyidina Uthman, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And Sayyidina Uthman, my brother, was very happy. When I seen his face, when I seen him, he was very happy. Over the moon. And he was saying that I was privileged to behold the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in my dream today. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he gave me a container filled with water. I drank the water to my fill, and yet still I can feel the coolness of this water. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he inquired and he asks, how did you manage to get this drunk? He, Sayyidina Uthman, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he replied, by virtue of reciting and sending Salat ala Nabiyina Bundus. Look, a beautiful blessing. That individual who sends durood in abundance of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, sends durood in abundance upon the best of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi sallam, this is a means of him being blessed by seeing the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi sallam in his dream. So make a habit of sending durood in abundance upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once a man, he stole an individual's belonging. The owner, he caught this thief in the blessed haram in Makkatul Mukarrama. And he claimed and he said that this is my belonging. Give me back my item. This thief, he responded and said, you are lying. You are lying. This is my item. Why are you accusing me of stealing your item? So the owner, he replies and he says, if this is the case, if this is actually your item, then swear an oath upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to this. The thief, he swore an oath in front of the holy Kaaba, standing beside Maqam Ibrahim. Look at the blessed land that he is in, the blessed area that he is in, and he's taking a false oath. Seeing this, the actual owner, he raised his hand. He raised his hand, he started in dua, standing between Rukni Yamani and Maqami Ibrahim. After a short while, as soon as the owner started praying, the thief went insane and started screaming and yelling and shrieking, what has happened to me? What has happened to the belonging? What has happened to the owner? He lost his mind. He became insane due to his lying, due to him taking a false oath and the actual owner making dua. This man, he became insane. He lost the plot. He didn't know what's happening. He started yelling and screaming. When this news was heard by Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, the blessed grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he radiallahu ta'ala an came, collected the belongings, handed them over to the actual owner and went away. Whereas the thief, the individual who is lying, is kept on running, kept on shrieking, kept on crying, to the extent he eventually fell off a mountain and ended up being eaten by wild animals. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, look at the consequences of lying. That this individual, he lied and dua was done against him and he lost his mind, he became insane. Never lie, never tell false oath, and never steal anyone's item, never steal anyone's belongings, as all of these evils bring destruction, not only in this world, but in the hereafter as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, he mentions and he says that I saw a person in Jahannam, a seen individual in Jahannam. He used to steal the belongings of the Hujjaj, those people, the pilgrim, those who used to do Hajj. He used to steal them with his crooked stick. And when these Hujjaj used to come to him and used to mention to him that, why have you stolen our thing? Give our item back. This individual used to lie. He used to say that, I did not steal your item. In actual fact, these items, they entangled with my crooked stick. That's the reason how I've got your item. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this individual who lied, this individual who stole, but he made a lie. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, I seen him in the hellfire, leaning against his crooked stick and saying, I am the thief who used to bear a crooked stick. I am that individual who used to have the stick. Look at this. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that an individual who steals, the individual who lies, will be in the fire of hell, will be in Jahannam. And like from the last episode which we learned, that the Prophet Allah SWT has told us, the person will be in Jahannam and he'll be abandoned. He'll be left abandoned. There'll be no one to help him. There'll be no one to give him assistance. This is one of the punishments and the consequences of this man who used to steal, who used to lie. So make a habit neither to lie, neither to steal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he had many miracles. Many miracles which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed this individual. One of the miracles of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, while the dead back to life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of the unseen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants this knowledge to whoever He wishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants this knowledge of the unseen to the Prophet alayhi salam, to the blessed saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And amongst the miracles of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, one of his miracles was that he used to know, he had the knowledge of the unseen. And because of the characteristic and the habit in Isa alayhi salam, children used to gather around Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And they used to gather, they used to discuss matters with Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to tell these children, he used to inform them that such and such thing is made in your home. Your family members have eaten such and such thing. When he used to inform these children used to go home and they used to ask about these items. They used to cry and they used to say, where's our food? Where's our item? So the parents, they would give them those things and then they used to ask that, who told you regarding this? And these children, they used to say that, Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to tell us. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam used to, he's the one that informs us about these things. Ma'azallah, these parents, these individuals, they prevented their children from visiting Isa alayhi salam, and they used to say to their children, Ma'azallah, Isa alayhi salam, he is a magician. He is a true, just a magician. He's telling you false things. He's doing magic. So days went past, and these children stopped visiting Isa alayhi salam. And the parents, they gathered these children into one house. So Isa alayhi salam, he noticed that these children are not coming anymore. So Isa alayhi salam, he went searching for these children and he found that they are in this house. As he approached this house, he met the parents of these children. And he asked the parents that, let me go and visit these children. The parents said, there's no children in this house. So Isa alayhi salam asked them, who is in this house? Who is in this house? And these people, they replied and said that there's only pigs in this house. There's only pigs in this house. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam knew that these parents were lying because he had the knowledge of the unseen. He knew they were lying. And what did he say to him? Okay, if you are saying there are only pigs, okay, let it be. There are only pigs in this house. So these parents, when they open the door of this house, what do they notice? Pigs are coming out of the house. These children, their faces, their bodies turn into the faces and bodies of pigs. Look at this, my dear viewers of Madinah channel. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Isa alayhi salam with the knowledge of the unseen. And what happened? The parents, they lied and they said that there's only pigs in this house. So due to the lying, this lie in actual fact became true for them because their children turned into pigs. This is one torment. This is one destruction of an individual who lies. And Sayyidina Hatim Asim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions that it has been relayed to us that a liar will change into a dog in hell. The one who envies will change into a pig, and a backbiter will change into a monkey. Allahu Akbar. The one who lies, his body, his face will change into a dog in Jahannam. Look at this habit. The individual who has this trait of lying will change into a dog. The one who envies the individual who has the hatred and enmity for a person, he'll change into a pig. And the one who backbites, who loves backbiting, who gets the pleasure by just backbiting, his face, his body will change into a monkey. My dear viewers of Madinah channel, ask yourself, is it worth it, lying? Is it worth lying? Is it worth having this enmity? Is it worth having backbiting individuals? And the answer to this is no. You might gain this momentary satisfaction in this world. You might get this happiness in this world. But in actual fact, in this temporary world, this world will finish. This world will perish. The actual world is in the hereafter. That world is forever. That world will never end. The hereafter will never end. That's forever. There's no end. So whatever we do in this world, we should do it not for this world. We should do it for the hereafter. We should do it for the akhirah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Aman. He said to Imam Muhammad bin Sirin, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that I dreamt that I am holding a glass bowl filled with water. And this glass bowl is broken, but yet the water is still intact. Listen to this. Imam Muhammad bin Sirin, rahmatullahi ta'ala, said that fear Allah. Fear Allah, do not tell a lie because you have not dreamt anything. In actual fact, you have not dreamt this. This man began to say, subhanallah. You're telling, saying that I have not dreamt this. You're saying that I have told a false dream. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, replied, undoubtedly it is a lie. And I am not responsible of the consequence of this lie. If you have really dreamt it, then your wife will give birth to a child and then die, but the child will remain alive. Whilst departing, that person said from behind, by Allah, I have not even dreamt this. I've just made this up. The narrator of this parable, Sayyidina Hisham rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said, not much time passed when the man who told the false dream had a child, but his wife died and his child remained alive. Look at this punishment. Look at the punishment of lying and the punishment of telling a false dream. Sometimes we may mention to individuals false dreams. I've seen such an individual. I've seen such a saint in my dream. In actual fact, you're saying this to gain. So people say, Subhanallah, what a pious person you are. Just to get the fame, you are lying, you're making up a false dream. Dear viewers of Madini channel, telling a lie, telling a false dream is haram, is prohibited, and is a sin that leads to hell. A liar will suffer a horrible torment after his death. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has mentioned that in my dream, a person came to me and he requested me to accompany me. I accompanied him and I saw two people at a place, one of whom was standing and the second one was sitting. The one who was standing had pincers made of steel in his hand, which he would put into one jaw of the person who was sitting, and he would drag them trip up to his neck. And then he would go to the left jaw, he ripped the left jaw and dragged that up to his neck. And then in the meanwhile, whilst he's breaking, he's ripping the left jaw, the right jaw is recovered, and then the torment is repeated. The right jaw is ripped up, then the left jaw is ripped up. I asked this person who brought me, what is this? Why is this individual going through this punishment? He replies that this person is a liar, and you'll be tormented in this way in the grave until the day of judgment. Look at this. That this individual who's telling a lie, his jaws will be ripped open, and this punishment will continue till in his grave until Yawm al-Qiyamah. Another thing which we notice in society is that many parents, many adults, they tend to lie to their children. And this is very harmful on the psyche, on the development of a child. If you start lying to a child when he's young, when he grows up, he'll have the habit of lying. Sometimes when a child does not listen, we say to the child, we'll buy you such and such thing, we'll buy you this and this thing. In actual fact, you're just saying it so that child remains silent. In actual fact, you're not going to buy him anything. Another instance is that sometimes when a child does not listen to you, what do you say? We say that there's a monster, there's a ghost behind you, there's a monster who's going to come. He's going to come and he's going to do this to you, he's going to eat you. We tend to scare the child. We're lying to the child. We're developing him to lie. Another thing that we are developing is him, when he grows up, he'll be scared. He will not have the confidence in himself to go out on his own. He will not have the confidence in himself to go alone. He will constantly be scared. Why? Because you have instill the mindset. You have instilled the mindset of being scared. You instill the habit inside him. You instill the habit of lying as well inside him. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amir has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, once he arrived at our home and my mother said to me, come, I will give you something. Hearing this, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala asked her, what do you intend to give? She said that she had intended to give him dates, upon which the Prophet Rahmah, the intercessor Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, if you had not given anything, this would have been written down as a lie. Because you said you're going to give something, but in actual fact, you're not going to give anything. Dear viewers of Madini channel, you have heard that lying to children is not permissible according to Sharia. Therefore, whoever has done this should immediately seek forgiveness, and he should always cultivate the habit of speaking the truth and refrain from lying, and keep your children away from this epidemic. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Another reason why people tend to lie is hubbijah. What does hubbijah mean? Hubbijah means love for fame, love for wealth. That I'm going to lie, and this lie will get me followers. It will get me followers on social media. People will start respecting me. Why? Because I lied. An example of this is that individuals, they tend to put false titles on their names. Such, for what reason? So people start following them, so that they get this fame in society. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that two hungry wolves do not cause as much destruction to a herd of goats as much destruction that is caused by love for wealth and love for fame to the religion of a Muslim. The amount of destruction a wolf will cause to a herd of goats that is less than the amount of effect, the amount of harm an individual will cause to his iman, will cause to his religion. Why? Because of having this trait of hubijah. By lying, people want fame. People want this fame and shohrat that I will lie, I'll get away with this. But no, you will not get away with this. You might get away with this in this world, but in the hereafter, you'll face the punishment. You'll face the consequences of this fame and this lying. And Sayyidina Abu Nasr Bishr Hafi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, stated, I do not know of any person who has spied of fame and glory and whose deen is not ruined and he is not humiliated and disgraced. To have desire for fame and glory is the most harmful epidemic. And some people, they lie and they have this title on the name Sayyid. And Sayyid is a word which is used for those individuals who are from the lineage, from the blue lineage of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So in our society, people, non-Sayyids, those who are not actually from the Sa'dads, those who are not actually from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, they have this title in order to get fame, in order that people respect them. Remember, declaring someone else to be one's father other than one's real father, or linking one's lineage to a family other than one's own, is haram. It deprives him of heaven and leads to hell. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu anhu narrated, if someone claims anybody else to be his father other than his own father, he will not even able to smell the fragrance of heaven, whereas its fragrance would be smelled from a distance of 500 years. From this we learn that we should never attribute ourselves, link ourselves to a false lineage, to a false father. From this we learn as well, those individuals, those people inform their foster children that I am your foster father. I am not your actual father. You should always inform your children of who the actual father is. You should always inform your children that no matter what happened with your father and me, you should still, you have to still keep that respect and honor for your father, because at the end of the day, he is your father. And if your father is displeased with you, Allah is displeased with you. And if your father is happy with you, Allah is happy with you. You should never bring your own problems, your situations with your spouses. You should never bring them situations upon your children. Your children should keep away from them. So if you have been divorced, yet you should still tell your children who is the actual father. Inform them of the actual father, so then they can have that link for their father. And when their father passes away, the children can do isal al-sawab and do dua for their father as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As well as lying, taking false oaths, taking false testimonies, this is a grave sin as well. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam said, the one who takes false testimonies, false oath, is equal to the one who is doing shirk, the one who is ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, taking false oaths is also extremely evil action. Attaining success and progress by taking false oaths is regarded to be a great achievement in our societies. And those who refrain from falsehood and remain truthful are considered as unwise and foolish. And sometimes truthfulness is viewed as an obstacle in the way of success. It is for this reason that people do not hesitate to give false testimonies, though it is a major sin. Let's listen to a couple of hadiths where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are three major sins: associating partners with Allah, disobedient to the parents, and taking false oaths and killing somebody. These are from the major sins. False oaths is from the major sins. He who appropriated the right of a Muslim by swearing a false oath, Allah subhanahu would make hellfire necessary for him and would declare Jannah forbidden for him. The blessed companions radiallahu anhum humbly asked, O beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, even if it is something insignificant? The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam said, yes, even if it is something which is insignificant. My dear viewers of Madin Chan, have you heard that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala has told us that have given us a warning of entering the hell for those who take false false oaths. Besides the above mentioned forms of lying, falsehood is committed in some other situations as well. Likewise, relating false dreams, making false promises, spreading false rumors, celebrating April Fool's Day, telling lies. In short, lying has been spread rapidly in our society. Associate yourselves with this beautiful environment of doubt, Islam. This beautiful environment of doubt that allows you and teaches you the harms of lying and teaches you to speak the truth. Another aspect that we find in doubt Islaming is Kufl Medina. What is Kufl Medina? Kufl Medina is of many things. Kufl Medina of the stomach, Kufl Medina of the tongue, which literally means controlling the tongue, controlling the stomach, controlling appetite. Kufl Medina of the tongue allows an individual to speak less, allows an individual to speak when necessary, allows the individual to refrain from lying. This is the benefits of attaching yourself to the environment of Dawat Islami. I make this dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the ability to refrain from lying and grants the ability to speak the truth. Ameen bi jahi nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Can I be forgiven? Can I be forgiven? I just failed to be as I should.